Welcome to the Secret Sauce of Outsourcing podcast that's dedicated to making you better at hiring OFS, online Filipino specialists. This is episode 76, letting your OFS handle payments for you. So I love getting useful tips from other employers, things that like apply across the board to everybody, things that I hadn't thought of. And I got one this week from an employer, Vin Carano. I don't know if I'm saying that right. But he responded about one of my emails that I sent about using LastPass. I use LastPass with my employees, with my OFS. And a lot of people are using LastPass with their OFS to share passwords. And he said, hey, thank you for this tip. You sent this tip out like a year ago and I've used it ever since and it's amazing. We also figured out a way to share credit cards with them. So here's what he did. Like, here's his process. He figured out that the Capital One Spark business card allows you to create virtual cards. And not only does it allow you to create virtual cards, so it's a virtual card number that's not your normal card number. So if it gets stolen, you just cancel that virtual card number, your normal card's okay. It also lets you limit the use of that virtual card to a specific URL. So you create a virtual card, that card number can designate, this card can only be used at google.com. So it can only be used to pay for your Google product stuff. Or for him, he uses it to pay invoices. He has a whole bunch of invoices to pay with this one specific company. So he limited it to that company's URL. This is the only place this card can be used. And then this card also lets you set a limit, a payment limit. So like he can say, here's the volume amount limit set by this card in this time to make sure that they don't go overboard and either paying things wrong or paying some and adding an extra zero to a payment or something like that, which would have been helpful to me one of the times when my OFS added an extra zero to a budget in a paid ads campaign on Facebook, and instead of spending $580, spent $58,000 in a couple days. That sucked. I think it was actually like $1,500 budget, and it got to be a $15,000 budget, and it went a couple days, and yeah, that's a lot of money. That wouldn't have happened had we had a limit, although we didn't necessarily want a limit on that one. But for you, here's what he did. So Vin creates a virtual card number. He sets it up to a specific URL, sets a limit on it. Then he created a video explaining exactly like his process. And I watched the video. He sent me this video of him explaining, talking to Jane, his OFS. Here's these invoices that they've sent us. Here's what they have. Here is what we have in QuickBooks of what these should be. And so I want you to go through and match them. Like, yes, this one matches. No, this one doesn't match. Send me the number of this invoice and I'm gonna take care of that one. Here's this other one. This one matches. Now you total these all up. Does this total match this total? Yes, okay, now you can pay. Here's your card number. Here's your virtual card, which he shares through LastPass. And then she can pay the invoices. He says, this is saving me tons of time every week. Now, here's the really cool thing about this. So he's secure because they can't overspend. He can deactivate the card at any time with Capital One. He can revoke access to the card at any time with LastPass. He gets hours back because Jane is taking over this thing that he used to do that used to take hours for him. It works really, really well. So I don't know if the Capital One Spark card is available in other countries, but here are a couple other options that might be interesting to you. So Wise.com has a virtual card that they're promoting, as does privacy.com. And privacy.com one is less restrictive than Wise, although I haven't used either one of them, but I just read all about them, and privacy.com's virtual card looks pretty interesting. So for those of you who want your OFS to have a credit card, but don't want to give up everything, don't want to have them have access to like your full bank account, these virtual cards might be a really good solution to letting your OFS have a credit card while still keeping you protected and secure. If you have another tip for me like this, something that you're doing really well that other people might want to know about, I'd love to hear about it. John@onlinejobs.ph is my email address. Send me an email and let me know what you're doing.